Hi Tony, how are you?
I'm very well. Happy New Year to you.
And you. Hope 2024 is going to be a good year for all of us.
Well, we can but hope, can't we? Now, did mention that there's not a huge amount to actually look through in January, although I'm sure there are probably a few small items that we will possibly miss, and somebody's going to go, oh, you missed me. but let's start with the bits that we do have, and something that has caught, I know, both of our eyes is a thing called Into the Woods.
Yeah, no, it's Into the Woods, and this is in aid of a band of brothers. I think it's a brilliant event. This is spending a time out in the forest, actually. So I think sometimes we deal with a lot, especially in the new year. We do have lots of expectations of ourselves.
Yeah.
We have expectations of what we should be or who we should be and how we should be dealing with things.
Yeah.
So this idea, I think, is just amazing. It's in the, is it Mello Vita Field Day, set in the beautiful Sussex woodland near Fairgate. And this supports in aid of a band of brothers.
Yeah.
And what it is just young guys getting together, you know, just enjoying the forest, enjoying the environment. There will probably be some, you know, tea and coffee and just, I think it's basically just getting together and doing similar activities that everybody enjoys. For example, there's something called fire lighting, rope working, and team games. And I think it's so important
yeah.
for men to get together and just have that good time together and
yeah.
not worry about a lot of things. I think, you know, we do get stressed a lot, Tony, about
yeah.
lots of things, don't we? So, yeah, I think it's a brilliant idea. Into the Woods.
Yeah, something that well, it caught my eye for the very simple reason that for years we've had lots and lots of support help for women, and, you know, that in itself is fantastic. But there's never been too much for men. Then Sean Orr popped up and came up with Men's Share, which is an absolute wondrous thing. And there's now one in Hawley as well, a men's chat group. I think it's called Pit Stop. I think. I'm not quite sure as far as I can remember. But anyway, there's that. And then I stumbled across this, and you mentioned a band of brothers. And, well, the top line of their website is a world where every man fulfills their potential with a sense of meaning, connection and purpose. So if you want more detail on it, go to abandofbrothers.org.uk. They've had some good publicity through some of the national press as well. And then they've got this event, which does involve a £20 fee. But as I say, it is for a really, really good organisation. And as you've already mentioned, there are many, many things that they're going to be doing, including team games and, well, for many people, the excitement of firelighting.
I love firelighting. I love yeah. marshmallows and barbecue. But I think it's the skill as well. You do learn a lot of survival skills as well.
Yeah.
And you're right. There's not a lot out there for a lot of young men or men in general. I mean, you've got things like Men's Shed as well. That's a good. That's
yeah.
really good, isn't it?
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I think, yeah, I think that's really good.
And we haven't got one yet, I don't think, in this part. I know there's one further south in Uckfield, and I know there are a couple of others, but I haven't come across one in the Susie Radio area yet. If I apologise if there is one, and if you are belonging to one, would you get in touch with us and let us know, and we'll have a chat with you about it, because Men's Shed is a really good thing.
Yeah, I think it's really good. So this Into the Woods, it's on Saturday the 20th of January from 10 to 3 p.m. So that's quite a long, long day, actually.
Yeah.
They'll supply you with teas and coffees and hot water, and they recommend that you get your own packed lunch. So it's very much about working together, communicating, sharing ideas, team building. And I think we all need that, really. We really need that. And it's a good start to the new year.
Yeah, yeah. So go check that one out. And if you need more details, so do check out abandofbrothers.org.uk. That's one. Secondly, slightly away from the solely men thing is the Yay Dosti Support Group, or Dosti Support Group, which is a friendship support group, which is put together by Carers Support West Sussex.
Yeah, so this is called ye dosti, which means it's a Hindi or Urdu word, which means this friendship. And it's for unpaid carers from the South Asian community,
Yeah.
people who've got dementia or memory loss. And basically, it's everybody getting together, having a chat,
Yeah.
sort of talking about their journeys, or maybe just relaxing, really. Because I think carers, as we know, Tony, they don't get the credit that they should. And it's such hard work looking after loved ones, looking after your children as well as your elders, and then on top of that, you've got somebody who's got memory loss or dementia. So this is very much about everybody coming together, having tea, just relaxing. But this month, well, February the 13th, there's going to be a lawyer coming up actually, and he's going to talk about power of attorney and wills, which I think a lot of carers, because they're so busy in the caring role, don't think about the legal aspects of their caring roles,
Yeah,
really.
it's a very important thing that needs to be looked at. It's not the cheapest thing to do, but it is very, very essential that you get it done with the way things are these days. You have to dot every I and cross every T. And with things like power of attorney, there are the two different sorts that you've got. One looks after the money and the finances, and the other looks after the health and well-being. Very, very well worth it. So if you're in that position, go along to this one because it is wonderful. And it is actually for both the carers and the caree, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and I think it's
If that's
so
the right word.
important, actually. Yeah, because I think it's so important, like you're saying, the legal aspects of things like caring and caring for others. People don't think about it until right to the end, and then sometimes it can be too late, and then you've just got this. Like this kind of explosion of what people's rights are, you know, the finances. So please pop along. It's at Broadfield Community Centre on Tuesday, the 13th of February, from 10:30 to 12 p.m. And I think it's just essential. So you've got to come and get some advice and be informed. I think it's good to get that kind of information so you're prepared for a lot of things in the future.
Yeah, if you want to book for that one, you can use the phone number 0300 028 8888, or you can visit carers support or carers support, have to be very careful how you say that, .org.uk. By the way, all of this information will all be up on the Susie Radio website, susieradio.com, accompanying the copy of this interview when we finish. So, yeah, all the details you'll be able to get from there if you're thinking, oh, I missed out on that one. You won't. Right, the other thing that we've got to talk about, Parveen, is Talk Broadfield.
Yeah, Talk Broadfield is a resident association based in Broadfield. They do a lot of litter picking. They do a lot of talks where they get like the police coming in or the council coming in or some advice on the fire, you know, fire crews coming in and talking about how health and safety. So Talk Broadfield is a brilliant resident association. They do so much, and they've got a project coming up actually, in the following months actually. So it's a spoken word workshop for young people in Broadfield. So the reason that it's young people, because sometimes they're very difficult to engage with, and I think it's nice for them to have this project. And really, the theme of the project is home and environment and what home means to you. So Talk Broadfield are trying to create this kind of, you should take pride in where you live, you should appreciate where you live and the resources that you have in Broadfield. So this is a great opportunity for young people between 13 to 21 year olds. There'll be some workshops, there'll be some professionals who will teach you to gain confidence and to present yourself, how you present yourself. So it's a great opportunity, and I think Talk Broadfield is brilliant. And I think areas like Broadfield need projects like this. There's so much young talent out there, but it's just making it a bit more structure and a bit more framework for what they can do. So yeah, if you want more details, you've got Talk Broadfield 2022 at gmail.com, or look on their Facebook pages as well. But definitely, it's very much much about the community getting together and the young, you know, having their voices heard, really. It's an opportunity for them to say, actually, this is how we want Broadfield to look, and this is what we're part of in Broadfield.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, you see, when you say young people, you talk about 13 to 21-year-olds, which is a good age group, and at one end, you're going to get those that really think they're grown up, and those that at the other end are not quite grown up that think they are. It will be a good experience, I would suggest, for anybody who lives in Broadfield or has a connection to the area. So, check out the Facebook pages for that one. And I know Talk Broadfield is one of those projects that's very dear to your heart, and I'm sure we'll get the date for that. I mean, I think you said earlier on that it's going to have a date sometime in February to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, definitely. We just need participants to come up, and then we'll try and put some workshops, and then we're going to have a main event probably in June, July. So you'll be presenting your poetry, your rap, your spoken word on the theme of home. I know, I mean, Broadfield, I live in Broadfield, I love Broadfield. And I think it's so important to get involved in your community.
Yeah.
If you're young, old, it doesn't matter. I mean, the litter picks that we do, you know, and I'm telling you, Tony, there's bags and bags and bags of litter, fly tipping, all this stuff. So it's really important that you love where you live and be proud of where you live.
Yeah, well, it would be rather good if people did love where they lived, and you wouldn't need to be doing that sort of thing, but it's a valuable piece of work. Got a question for you now, Parveen. Do you like to sing?
Oh God, maybe sing in the shower or sing professionally. I'm not sure. There was a debate about who sings in the shower and what that says a lot about you or not. No, I'm not really. I love listening to music though, but I'm not really a
singer. Well, you're like me. I mean, I will sing in if necessary in the shower. Sing in public? No, I don't think so. I mean, I'll play music in public, but I won't sing in it. But lots of people do like to sing, and if you do and you haven't got an outlet for your vocal talents, well, you can join the choir in Crawley. This is the rock choir in Crawley. Have sessions going on. If you've ever wondered if there are any community choirs near you, the answer is firmly yes, there is. And it's actually Langley Green Centre, Strangelands, Langley Green in Crawley. Now, if you need the postcode for this one, it's RH117TF. And they have Monday night sessions starting on the 22nd of January. These are taster sessions. If you go to rockchoir.com/join/Crawley_late, you will find the whole thing there. They do have a Facebook page as well. So if you search out Rock Choir on Facebook and search for Crawley, you will get there. So if you fancy singing, there's one for you. And there are plenty of taster days on Mondays from the 22nd of January. So go sing your heart out.
Yeah, it sounds really good, actually. Mm. And it's something else, actually, that it kind of like clears your mind and takes you away from a lot of things, singing and listening to music. And so I think it's a great opportunity for people to get together as a community. And I think singing words, spoken word, rap, it really helps your physical and mental well-being, really. And I think a lot of people, especially during Christmas, they join a lot of choirs just for the Christmas, don't they? So I think it's brilliant.
Do.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Yeah, because you do get very much a community feel when you go to choirs and you're listening to them as well. So
I'll tell you what it is for me. I mean, because I wouldn't do it, because my singing wouldn't bring joy to anybody's face. But you see these people actually joining in with these choirs, and it is literally the joy and the pleasure that you can see on their faces as they're doing this. And for most, it doesn't really matter if you're slightly off key. Me, I'm totally off key, so it's no good to me. But go along, join in on that one, see where you get to, and we'll remind you again and on later Spotlight Crawleys as well. But for now, there are lots of things that are coming up here in Crawley, but occasionally we tend to forget just what we've got around us. And there's rather a lot of things around us that we can just automatically go to. So I took a little look on the internet just to find out exactly what they're reporting as being available locally. And you got things like Tilgate Park, You've got the Hawth, which everybody knows about, Crawley Museum, which we mention here on Spotlight Crawley quite often. But then you get the beauty of things like Buchan Park. Absolutely amazing, that one.
Yeah, I love Buchan Park.
You've got the Memorial Gardens, which I know are used in Crawley for various different things. But then again, you've got another one of your favourites, Worth Park. Say, I'm looking at a picture of the lake there now, and it's just stunning. And Ifield Mill Pond and Bewbosh Water Gardens, which I've never visited, but looking at the pictures, look like they're absolutely fantastic.
I mean, I love Crawley for its, you know, Tilgate Park, Broadfield Park, Buchan Park, Ifield, Goffs Park, Worth Park. I think these places are so historical as well, by the way. I mean, Worth Park has got a lot of history behind it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
There was a family that, you know, had, did they buy the park or something, or they had houses there or something. It's quite a lot of history in Worth Park. But I think it's beautiful. Crawley is just a place to celebrate. Even in winter, Tony, if you go out for a walk on Buchan Park and the lakes, and you know, even the autumn leaves and the autumn trees and the spring and the summer. Yeah. I think it's amazing. And I love Ifield Mill Pond as well. If you've never been there, you should definitely go there. But I think we've got such great places to visit. Yeah. And you were telling me that we're on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to say to you. You're talking about Worth Park. I have to read you this review because it would just put a smile on your face. Worth Park actually on TripAdvisor has a 4-star review. But this review, it says, this is a nice park, which is well kept. There's a recently refurbished pond, and it does look beautiful. There are a couple of wooden cows for children to play on, too.
Yeah, and I've seen them.
Which
I've seen
I thought them. Was absolutely wonderful.
And they look so relaxed when you go there and you're approaching them. They do look like real cows, actually. Yeah. And they look so relaxed. I mean, it's for everything. Like, parks are for everybody. Mm. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you're into nature or not into nature. Just that walk in the park is just amazing. But, Worth Park, I love. Tilgate is amazing. That's won awards as well, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Tilgate Park has won awards. So, and there's a part of a zoo there as well, but I think it's amazing. Celebrate Crawley. We have so much.
It's just looking at Crawley in a different way rather than seeing it as an industrial mishmash of London overspill and all sorts of other concrete items. There's some wonderful greenery, and there's a couple of cows to play on in the park. On that note, Parveen, I'll say enjoy January, whatever you decide to do, and we will catch up with you again in a month's time.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Tony.